This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting today to review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparedness for Amarnath Yatra. The meeting will be attended by J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Home Secretary, senior officers from the Army, Police, J&K Administration, and others. Mr. Shah reviewed Jammu and Kashmir security situation in a meeting with senior officers of Ministry of Home Affairs in New Delhi on Friday. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, will inaugurate the newly constructed Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex today. Speaker of the Lok Sabha, Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Harivansh Narayan Singh, and Minister of Parliamentary Affairs, Kiran Rijiju, will also attend the inauguration. All the members of Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha have also been invited to the program. The Prerna Sthal has been built in a way to ensure convenience of dignitaries and other visitors who will be able to see and pay tributes to the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters at one place inside the Parliament House complex. An action plan has been made to make the life stories and messages of these great personalities available to the visitors through new technology so that they could get inspiration from them. After the unveiling of the Shilapat during the inauguration program, dignitaries will offer floral tributes to the statues. The government will organize a conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Kolkata today. Law and Justice Minister said the conference aims at bringing out the salient features of the three new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanghita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanghita 2023, and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 through interactions and questions and answers sessions. In December last year, the President gave assent to these three laws and it will come into effect from the 1st of next month. The Minister said over the last 2 months, the Department of Legal Affairs has organized two major conferences at New Delhi and Guwahati to generate awareness about these new laws, particularly amongst the stakeholders, legal fraternity, law enforcement agencies, academia and students of law besides citizens. The trial run of Vande Bharat sleeper class train will start in the next 2 months. Currently, the Railways is running Vande Bharat express trains, which has only chair cars. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said in New Delhi that there were demands from people to run the Vande Bharat sleeper trains. Vande Bharat trains is the first indigenous semi-high-speed trains. The minister said in the next 5 years, the government will further focus on rail infrastructure development and providing comfortable journey to the passengers. He said in the last 10 years, 35,000 kilometers of rail tracks have been built. The minister highlighted that the government is focusing on providing comfortable journey to low-income groups. He also said the work is in progress to increase the production of Amrit Bharat trains. Mr. Vaishnaw said to clear the extra rush of passengers during the summer season, Indian Railways has operated around 20,000 special trains in which about 4 crore passengers travelled. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani on the 30th of this month. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Mr. Modi's re-election as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program through the toll-free number 1-800-11-7800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or MyGov open forum. All suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 28th of this month. In the run-up to the 10th edition of the International Yoga Day on the 21st of June, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared a video clip of Padmasana or the hands to feet posture on social media. Sharing the video, the Prime Minister urged people to practice the posture for its several benefits. India Meteorological Department has issued orange alert and red warning over the northwest, central and east India today due to the ongoing heat wave conditions. The IMD said that severe heat wave conditions will prevail over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Bihar and Jharkhand for the next 2 days. And in tennis, Sumit Nagal, India's top-ranked player, advanced to the final of the Pariga Challenger after a hard-fought victory over Spain's Bernabe Zapata Merales, a former world number 37 yesterday. In the final, Nagal will take on the winner of Luciano Darderi of Italy and Germany's Daniel Altmaier. And with that, we end this news bulletin.